Henry Harlow, I just find that sincere, that thanks enough. But Michael, I'd say that you were the one that had that brilliant idea to send the Congress over to set signing the Paris.
I'm not just out of control.
I said no harm, but.
Whatever checked with us.
Whatever name of God was it all about? And who did he have?
Lord, Scott, two others.
Never told us.
First thing I knew was when they asked for anything. Never asked us whether we wanted to do it.
No harm.
Well, what was the purpose of it?
Did you see it?
Well, the man, that's,
But what I meant is I didn't want to build the Congress on that.
Exactly, not, and it means now the Congress is built up the Congress.
Well, tell me, what, a couple of things. What do you want me to say about the Congress? Can we say that it went very well, or went very poorly, or everybody? Or just look at the lesson.
No, I would say it became international recognition.
All right.
The agreement created an opposition.
Okay, Congress, international recognition agreement.
Created an opposition. Created opposition with it. Like all the major countries. Not only to the agreement, but to contribute to the agreement.
Good.
That's not quite true, but we can do that to the agreement. And you do that to me, that they have to show restraint.
Right.
And I would say that, most of this had been settled.
Why don't you?
Came in Hanoi before they ever got there.
So they thought.
There was very little negotiating.
From what I can see, you worked that out with,
We had the basic documents worked out with the Russians, Chinese, and Hanoi. The Russians flew out China, we had the meeting in Hanoi. It was only a few things, what to do with 7 days, and
I got control of that. What did Mike do on that?
You know, he's such a jerk.
So what?
But he could participate in the meeting, but he couldn't, maybe he didn't let him sign the document. And he's such a jerk, we got him into the drafting session.
Yeah.
And he attended the morning, or his representative attended the morning session, then went on. So Paul Time instructed his representative to come in at the afternoon to the next play with a good UN on the foot of his brother. They're from the Chinese, and most people before that. And he got thrown out, he said.
What a shitty thing to do.
It was such a...
Today, did we know he was going to do something?
I don't know.
I wonder if they didn't know in Paris, though. It sounds like a typical sure thing, but... Jesus Christ.
These days, they about the briefings made it sound as if there was some apocalypse, but I can show you the documents, which we already have.
Does it have anything, an obligation to the major countries? Well, now, what does that mean, Mr. President? Does that mean that if there's a breach of the ceasefire, that these countries will do anything?
No, there's a provision of the agreement. In case of the ceasefire, six of the countries can call the conference together.
How many?
Six.
That's
half. Six out of 12.
Call conference, what can they do? To consider action.
Consider what should be done.
Okay.
Well, that's better than any previous agreement that you needed.
Oh, I think it is too, but I'm just
basically we had to be certain.
Well, of course, we all are. But that's why I said, why did we call those people over there? Look, for Christ's sakes, we have Geneva conferences and so forth. You build it, it's like building a goddamn UN up.
And also, we're creating the wrong impression. You and I know that we are not likely to go back in for the final. But they've been briefing all the week that we want to de-Americanize the team.
Who the hell got that phrase out?
Plotsky's been using it in some background. Hal has been putting it out. And as you can see, the high officials there, get that word out.
We don't want to say that.
No.
What are they asking you? Well, I can't protect you, I guess. No, I just, I'll answer with positive, we want all people to participate.
I said, heaven to be, and we will insist on strict conservatism between.
Yeah.
The more threatening we are, the more like we're going to write. Now, there's one problem that has just come out, that has to do with this. Vietnam has said they won't definitely stay with poor prisoners in North Vietnam, not in the South, not in the South. And we have not yet a basis to speak too much about that. But you ought to keep it in mind that there might be a slight snuggle about those 34.
You mean, well, they'll get out of
them? Yeah, but it's a human principle to drag them all the way up to some other than they have to be over there.
Let me ask you, what is the point? I noticed that, that in the news summary, you're that it says, your Tennessee summary, they are not going to be released from the port of the original law.
Those 34, well, because they're going to be released in jail.
On the March 4th, they said that they are not going to be released by March 4th.
Or they're going to be, no, they're not. The 110 are going to be released. Oh, I'm not sure, but then
March 4th is my anniversary. What is today?
Right.
What day is today? Second. First.
Second.
This is the second. Oh, I see. But they are going to be released Sunday. That's all I want to know.
The vast majority are going to be released Sunday. If you want to cover you, that would be safe. They're just now working out the place of release of the contract.
I get it. Okay. And after that, conference results, Sudan, or there's anything new on that?
No, we have another deadline.
Is there anything you want me to say on it? It'll be,
or is it going to be draft?
Oh.
I wouldn't say too much.
Oh, I think not.
If I say that while these hostages, we're making every effort to get these hostages out, but while this is under negotiation, you don't want to say too much.
I think it's better to say we're making every effort to be helpful.
I think that would be the best thing.
And the point is, everybody in this government talks too goddamn much. You know, I reread that Kennedy book. I'm going to send you a picture of that one, but that Paul said it was not so well written. But you just look. You just see everything we've been doing is right. In mental. Maybe not result, but mental. And because we don't talk too much, it's raising these goddamn expectations to raise the problem.
Well, I had a
really amazing.
After the dinner last night, I dropped in at a farewell party to announce, hopefully, Roger Macon, you know, the book British and that.
Oh, I know him and his wife. What? Davis Duffler. Or her name Davis's daughter.
Oh, did it?
Roger Macon's wife, Dwight Davis's daughter.
Oh,
yes, the tall.
Yeah, she's got such an English accent.
Oh, yeah, well, she's like all Americans.
And Frank Charles, who you remember, was the editor of the Sunday Times.
Oh, yes, from Martin, London.
And they're ashamed at how they behaved during the bombing. You're the greatest statement. I mean, they were carrying on in front of us.
Bacon's was?
Oh, probably.
He's a good man, of course. You know.
He was, and you are the only statesman now that we're not having to prove. That's good.
Your child self said the same thing.
And Giles said the same thing. And he said, so proud that you are. The atmosphere was really, if there were a lot of...
You really feel that?
Oh, yes. But you Sidey called yesterday, and he said that he wants to do an article on you. That's what he called.
Yeah.
He said, the funny thing is that Kennedy, when all his rhetoric is subtracted, really was very canny and cold. And it will turn out, he said, that you...
I think I'll try to concentrate.
You will have conducted the most humane foreign policy among all the people in the world, the chance to fulfill themselves.
You said that?
I don't know what you said. He talked to me, but I had anything to say about it. I said it quietly. I said you understood the difference between metric and performance. And so perhaps that he's concluded that McGovern was the reactionary to the progressive.
Based on
the fact he said he said who's proud about the great change? He said you. He said, what is McGovern? He had a rather interesting analysis.
He doesn't like our domestic changes, but he likes the foreign changes.
Well, but what he says is rather interesting. He was talking about the French election.
Yeah.
And he was saying what's happening now is that the radicals in each country are becoming the party of the status quo. That who what was for McGovern? The people who were talking about an old America, you know.
The come home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And who's for the communists in France right now? The little shopkeepers, the people who don't want to participate in this capitalist revolution.
Really?
That's very good. That's very good point.
Is that right? That you see, Lynch lost.
Yeah.
That's another flourish from the left.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little country like that. Do you think maybe we're bucking and fighting the world? We'll call this anyway. I wonder.
Yeah. On one level, we're contributing a little bit to it by making the communists sort of respectful.
Yes, but I wonder. But what can we do?
No, if we don't do that, we'd really be in trouble. Yeah, but Brandt got in before that.
Yeah,
Brandt's victory was a disaster.
Which we should have avoided. I mean, you remember there, we were trying to do this on the pitch, and there, I must say, that statement is very bad comments at certain times. You know, okay. They did this on the pitch,
yeah. It was on the pitch, yeah. But they,
well, you know, I'm talking about Ostpolitik, you know, trying to say that it was our idea, that we were for it. We were never for Ostpolitik.
Never.
I was against it. You were against it, huh?
Absolutely. We should in 69 and try to
Evans Novak has a comment this morning on the Oviedo Phillips thing, so that may generate a question on, are you satisfied with how it's proceeding there?
They go after it.
Now, what they say is, basically, the theme is that Phillips was a good moderate, liberal type fellow before he went over to Oviedo and,
got horrified.
No, he was charged up by some of the staff here and went over to Canada, you know, under a conservative, rabble rouse. I just want to.
Anyway, Oviedo, you've been handling that, that's it. Anyone else?
Connolly, they questioned, another question made about Connolly, why the speculation of last.
Yeah.
And that was gonna switch parties, or, as you discussed. That's it, and we discussed or had a jury on Paris.
Yeah. We're talking about the sign.
The sign, in other words, he should, the president should be aware as to whether or not it has been signed when he goes out at 11, and I think it had, it has been signed.
It will have been. Alright, but I'll check it, yeah, on the last round, you know, just so that I, it doesn't make it down that bad. And it will be signed.
And the BC, you know, don't get the matter.
Well, is that in the press, BC view of it?
Well, this morning, the press reports say that there's a slight hitch in the BC press, which is good.
Good, okay, well, I mean, I'll go over that online, and why they would just get, try to go over there by 11?
Alright, fine.
Around 11:15, you want to see who come in the office and see whether the last one crowd is good.
Yes, sir.
No, you're gonna have it, and I do it for a half hour, who you gonna have cut it off?
Cormier is here today.
They wanna cut off in a half hour, for sure. And they wanna get out, you know, well, I just got right here, damn letters, they're starting. Good. Well, on this, go on the POW thing, I think we all sound pretty.
I would say if you could take the position that they have a piece, who needs to, if you say the DJ has a piece, I'd say the DJ has a look out there, I would do it, you would take the piece. If they don't come out, that if you act, you could say today, if you would act today, could say, and then they screw us next week, we have a much better test.
Good.
Good.
Sudan, nothing, as we said, except that we aren't gonna comment, we're working on the situation here. Will we pay blackmail on them?
I said no.
No, you'd have to know that, but what are we gonna do to get them out? Would be all the time. And, on the whole, Mideast thing, they asked about, do you agree for any of the party plans and so forth and so on? Very much standing, yeah. I said, if you agree to principle, to maintain the balance of power, that is, and to agree to principle, the balance of power must be maintained, how do you do that, support that? Well, what about the possibility, and so forth and so on? This is the same thing, so yes, Rob.
We are, if they all have to probably go apart, if they all seem to be agreeing on the decision, they say it would be, and try to, we have to stand with this, and try to do it, and try to, and then try to, we're willing to talk to them. It was a very good, she is.
Yeah, but she. What I was trying to do was to say something about peace, without making it, without, you know, otherwise, you see, you can imagine if Kennedy or Johnson doing that, and what they would have done is say, you're victory with the number of professional Jews and professionals, you know, like Mac Christian. We'll stand by you if you're our best friend, be proud of it. Well, we know all that, they know that, but the point was, if you just do that, but I thought the idea of sort of working around fundraiser for the leadership, got into that, and then for the leadership, defended it, two impossible goals, but that same team.
Now, I thought this, very tough, maybe this, not the desire that they did for, and yeah, it was that.
I hope she did, I don't think she was talking about.
Oh, no, they were, oh.
She's, but she might, you know, she might have thought I was pushing her a little hard, but I had to let her know.
He didn't have to do it. No, no, that's why I said, you have to do it, oh, that is, that's great. And all the people sitting in our name, and I thought, it's like, she was very, very much.
And she's good, she's very, you know, she's, looks out there, talks, she's got, she has in terms of just sheer strength and ability to provide, perhaps she is as good as anybody I've seen. You know, she's a masterful person, I don't think they'll find anybody better. They'll probably be electric, I do think.
Well, the question is.
Yes, she's 75, she shouldn't do it.
If she does, she'll be reelected, if it isn't she, it will probably be.
Diane.
But be Diane, I don't like Diane, he's.
A little slippery.
One of these super clever, nifty.
I had the same feeling, he's a softball. I would rather have her be.
Oh, oh, no.
Be, yeah. Incidentally, I was glad you paid them to go ahead, you know. I think they appreciate the emotion, the audience there. You know, did you, did you ever see, if you looked around there, a more magnificent display of jewelry and so forth? Of course, that's a rich group, a rich, they created the group in that moment, directly and indirectly, about me. That Schreiber and Fisher together, they came in. My God, you mean that it wasn't showy, that that's the marker real well. But I looked at a couple of those necklaces, my God. I saw one Echo necklace that had to be at least $300,000, $300,000,
$400,000. And Schreiber told them afterwards that, you know, they said after a lot of the rumors that they said, he said that I was looking for the actor, not the actor.
We can't be under the counter. What we're going to do is try to stay ahead of the curve. That's all we're trying to do. The curve is going to get us out of it.
And I'll get that. You have to have the quarter policy. You have to drive that. The God is a present of you and the God is a what was he saying?
I think we can, I thought you'd give me the Alice Walker. And Irving Christie, very well. And of course, she was really great. So I tried to think of some way to say to him. So I recounted the dialogue at the meeting in the morning where I said, I said, I want to tell you about what happened to me. Kind of policy we needed. I'm sorry, I was reviewing how we got what we did, so we did our policy then. So that's the rule. You must follow the golden rule of international policy, the two of other things that we did. And that's what I said that kind of thing. It just drunk, it placed this one up like that. There, you want to pass that in the house, huh? Well, I'll bet you she had already. But that was very clever. You know, our discussion of Versailles was very interesting to me. And you were exactly right. You know, you could have guessed every kind of agreement. But Versailles was made a fatal error. It was not strong enough to destroy, and yet it was too weak in terms of building up. And what I mean is that, it was too tough for conciliation and too weak to destroy. Now, and that is a terrible mistake, foremost, either have or do one or the other.
That was 70% of the mistake, but the other 30% was that by creating an opportunity that felt a weak state means he actually geopolitically improved the German situation. in 1914, Germany faced a strong Russia and a strong Austro-Hungarian Empire, couldn't expand.
Yeah.
Without starting a major war. After 1918, it was only a question of time until the Germans had an army. Once they got an army, they had it made. So it was a totally dismissed.
They balkanized Central Europe.
They balkanized Eastern and Central Europe. Yeah. In the face of a very strong country, then Russia becomes communist to get out of the picture. So that the peace of Europe had to be preserved by the domestically weakest countries, mainly France. The British withdrew, the French, and you had the absurd situation that France, which in order to contain Germany had to pursue a strategy of attacking, built the Marshall Line. Once the French had built the Marshall Line, Eastern Europe was dead. Because that told the Germans the French would sit behind the Marshall Line until they had cleaned up the troops, everything. I mean, it was the most incompetent space.
Yeah, and the United States sat idly by talking about a Kellogg Briand peace plan. Remember that? Remember that gagastry? added what?
I think you ought to send this over to Lynn.
Oh, yeah, but I want to be sure that Luther gets what in this case, and Lynn is better than that. Curious on the,
Sunday, French election is going to be important. If they're going to run it, you won't be able to tell much in the Sunday, because the only people who get in on Sunday are those who get a majority. Then they have another election.
Oh, the round. Then they have a runoff.
Actually, only the party who had like the 5% drop out. But the others start making deals.
Yeah.
We're in a funny position. Socialists and the communists have agreed among each other that if the runoff, whoever got the most votes in a district would be back.
Yeah.
We're in a funny position if the communists who have the first drop. Then the goal is so nice to do about the second, because then it's going to do a conflict with the communists and goal. The other threat, more likely to vote for goal, is if the goal is to do then the goal is going to be left now, it's going to do for...
But they vote for socialism, not a conflict.
So that's really
nothing we can do. One other thing I wanted to do.
But I offered them to announce that it's not the public deal with
no. Oh, incidentally, I heard a rather interesting statement about that really going to be a big problem for you.
No, I talked to Bob yesterday after five of Keating was behind the other.
Cool. Or maybe you made an exception, He's an awful nice guy. He's a man. They love him. They'd love him.
Sherman Cooper's way of government and that should be
we have no objection. You can't. John Chairman Cooper is practically a guy on, you know. I don't know that he can't hear. He doesn't communicate. What do you do? I almost have to get on the Sunday for a ceremony.
We have to get one to Pakistan, right? So
Yeah.